We could make a little theatre play or a little film, actually, together with Buck the Needy Dog and Dog, whatever his name is, and maybe also or other proposal. Anyway, some little group like that, and it's about this old, honorable count, great count, whatever you call it, greve. Not an ordinary one, but one of the higher up there, just next to the king and the queen. So we could tell that story and make some little theater play with him. And he can then enter into our story. Now looking down at it, the whole mess there on Earth, from the outside, from the inside, or the other world. But he's concerned, and he can see, you know, this photographer, he was a Vaishnava, and he was an artist, and hey, we must support these people, how can we do that? And then you have all these distinguished angels that they are now. Of course, they can step in there, walking with the humans. Yes, on their sidewalks, in their rooms, but respecting their integrity. But when called upon, when needed, you were there. You are there, and you help. It's a very nice job. Say the angels. So we can play it that way. Even little meta-ish, like this guy lying here with a voice recorder in his hand and speaking with his mouth. Is in that story too, doing that. It's nothing. Knew about that, I guess, but it may fit here in this story. Playing a little freely there between the dimensions and levels and worlds, having them interact with each other in a playful, Mozart-ish way, you could say, or you know, I'm thinking Shakespeare, A Midsummer Night's Dream, that kind of mood, because it's entertaining.